Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to welcome y'all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. I know this voice sounds a little bit different to some of you, but Mr. Moore, Randy Moore, is out of pocket. He went gallivanting off to Alaska, and worst part about it was he didn't take any of us with him, but that's okay. What we're going to do here is we're going to get this call started and get it underway, and I guess the finest thing about this call is the fact that we've got a gentleman that has done more to help every one of us out than anybody that I can think of. And tonight's call is special because there's two people like that for me on this call. So what I want to do first is I want to give a chance for a gentleman that started this team, a $500,000 ring earner, original Millionaire Club member, and has all the accolades in the world that you could want, including the friendship of everybody on this phone. And with that, if I could, I'd like to turn the call over to my friend, your friend, and the leader of the More Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, thank you.
I'm right here, Doc, and I want to thank you very, very much for you taking over in Randy's place tonight. We appreciate it. God bless you. You're a real trooper. You're always there when we need you, as so many others are on the call. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you tonight how nice it is just to be able to speak out tonight. I've had some nights I haven't been able to, but things are moving along really good for me. I think a few more weeks and I'll be back where I need to be. It's supposed to take 6 to 8 months, but I think about another 2 or 3 weeks, and I'll be there if they'll let me, and I'm going to my heart doctor tomorrow and see if he'll give me a little bigger release than what he has been. But God is good. You're good. I couldn't ask for a better team or better people in the world than you are. I was thinking today, and I was looking back over time and Wilburn and Harlan and everything. You know, I'm fixing to start the 34th year in the business, and sometimes it's been easy, sometimes it's been rough, but it's always been rewarding. It's always I've been looking forward to something, and I've got some goals in mind, and I don't know how God let long he let me live, but I really wanted to put in at least 40 years with this company. That's been my goal, and maybe when I get there, I can raise it up a little bit. But, you know, to have a company that still allows you to pray, a company that pays good, gives good vacations, and gives poor people, when I say poor people, I'm talking about Ken Moore that was flat broke and just lost everything and started out, a chance to become a millionaire if they have the desire, have the heart, and willing to work. And you're that kind of people, and I want to thank you tonight. And we're so fortunate to have this next speaker. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, he has a lovely wife who stands behind him, and that means so very, very, very much. He's a $200,000 per year earner. He's down to earth. He's entertaining. He's got a great gift for speaking. He come from a more simple background like I did. I come from a butcher. Wilbur come from a grocery store clerk. And this gentleman come from being a shoe salesman. But now he's one of the top leaders on our team. He's one of the top leaders in the prepaid legal company. He and his wife created, I'm telling you, over the last 18 years, amazing legacy they'll leave with their children and other people. It's my privilege to introduce you tonight, not just an associate, but my friend, Mr. Jeff Hughes.
Wow. Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. That was a great introduction. And you sound awesome. Your voice sounds so strong, and I can really tell that you've made progress. And we're all
yes,
excited for it.
I am making strong progress. I've had two therapists a week, two nurses a week, and I think next week they're cutting back to nurse one therapist, which means a whole lot, and that's because of the prayers of people like you, and I'm going to hush and let you do your talk, but thank you, Jeff.
Well, I know that lots of people have been holding you up in prayer, and your wife, and your family. We love you and respect you and appreciate so much what you've done for the company, for our team. You're an inspiration and will be forever, so thank you, sir. Well, I've always appreciated the opportunity to speak on the More Success Team conference call. You know, I hear these people as you join on, and these are, you know, the people on the More team are my heroes in Legal Shield. I respect them so much, and I'm a little bit intimidated by them and their success. So I appreciate you guys giving me a chance to train and hopefully I won't do any damage you can't undo with your teams. So, well, for those on the call who don't know our story, we're Jeff and Cindy Hughes. We make our home in the mountains of Virginia. We live in a little town called Lexington, Virginia, and we've lived here about 7 years. We're originally from Fort Worth, Texas. That's where we built our business. That's where we heard about Legal Shield from one of my customers at the shoe store that I worked at, and she took me to lunch and told me about Legal Shield, encouraged Cindy and I to come to a business overview to learn the full story. We like what we saw. She sent us home with a video to begin exposing our friends and family to the opportunity, and we showed it to my brothers and their wives, and they liked what they saw. They came with us the next week to the meeting, and they began their business the same time we did. We all filled out our paperwork about the same time and began our business the same time. And we've been doing this now for 18 years. So this was in back in the 1990s. We were in the fall of 1999 when we began our business. And our family has the more success team, the more family, they've got an amazing story, which is generational wealth production. So Mr. Ken Moore is a millionaire. His son Randy is a Millionaire Club member. Their son, Randy's son, Mr. Moore's, Ken Moore's grandson, is a Millionaire Club member, he and his wife. And now they've got children coming up that are going to be turning 18 here pretty soon, and I know they'll probably be executive directors the first month they get in, and Millionaire Club members as fast as you can get there. But that's a great story, and the Hughes family story is there's six kids in my family. And all six of us have qualified as executive directors or above. Four of us have become Millionaire Club members. And it's a great story, and the reason that we were able to do that is because the system that we were taught when we began Legal Shield was very simple. We taught that system to our team. They understood what we were talking about and believed it and did it, and they began to have the same success that we did. And it just became a virtuous cycle. I mean, it just success begat success, and the team that began in Fort Worth, Texas, you know, soon jumped out west, went to Utah and Idaho, and then to Arizona and California and Oregon, and then all across the Midwest. And then Cindy and I decided we're going to move to the East Coast and start building a team here. We've got a big team down in Florida, and I don't know, it's just gone on from there, and it's provided a great quality of life for not only Cindy and I, but for my brothers and their wives. And so we're very grateful, that my sponsor, Judy Garten, had the courage to take me to lunch that day at the shoe store. I wanted to talk with you tonight, and the training that I want to do for you or to share with you is kind of going back to the 10 core commitments. One of the sections or one of the trainings that we do with new people coming on board and you're getting started to write booklets, the thing that we ask you to write down, one of the things is we say, you need to write down some other reasons why or your why that you're doing Legal Shield. I never had heard that before, of writing down why you were doing something. And so I thought it was kind of weird, seemed like touchy-feely, new agey training. And I thought it was peculiar to Legal Shield. I didn't realize that this was actually something that was used in business, especially if you're starting a business. And I thought, well, maybe it's just a network marketing thing, but apparently this is used on, in business school when they talk to you about, coming up with a concept for a business. You decide on which business you want, then they make you, as part of your business plan, come up with your why. Why are you doing this? What's motivating you to want to have that kind of a business? And so, when my sponsor, when she was doing my training, she made me write down.
Stop it.
Uh-oh, we can hear you, so you might want to put your phone in mute. She made me write down some of my whys, and I didn't quite know what to write, and I wrote some of the things down. And I think one of the things I wanted to put in my whys is I wanted to get out of the shoe store. I didn't want to have to sell shoes anymore. I wanted time freedom on the holidays. I didn't like working on the day after Christmas, so I said I wanted to have time with my family, and I wanted more money, and, there were some things that I guess they were pretty good whys, but I don't think they really were deep enough to really motivate me to do the things that I did. And I think when I look back on it and think about why did I do it, is that I really wanted to be somebody. and I wanted to make a mark. I wanted to make a difference in my life. I wanted to be able to serve people. I wanted to be in a leadership position. And these were all things that I couldn't do at the shoe store. You know, no matter how many shoes I sold, I was never going to be a big guy, you know. And I remember customers used to want me to, you know, I'd waited on them for so many years. We became good friends. They wanted me to come to their daughter's weddings, you know, to be in the wedding or to come to the wedding. And I'm like, I'm not going to the wedding. Because to me, I was like, it was a ridiculous career. I mean, to have to sell shoes for a living seemed like a stupid way to spend your life. And I just wanted something bigger and better for myself. And I have probably never said that out loud. But I've told people since then that, you know, I tell people today that the money I've made in Legal Shield has been great. And I'm not giving any of it back. And my wife has spent most of it. But that's not the thing that I'm most proud of. It's not the rings, it's not the clothes, it's not the cars, it's not the trips. It's what Legal Shield has done to me and for me. That original thing is I wanted to grow into and become, you know, a person of respect, a person who had a position of respect, a person who was in a position to help other people. And Legal Shield's really allowed me to do that. It's allowed me, you know, both in team leadership and in marketplace leadership, to make a difference in other people's lives. And I've been able to speak at convention in front of 10,000 people and things that are pretty high cotton for somebody like me, you know, somebody who was a shoe salesman in the suburbs of Fort Worth, to go from that to being on stage, you know, having 10,000 people listen to me, as I train them in, you know, how to be successful in Legal Shield. So, you know, I guess, you know, by drilling down and really deciding what it was that I wanted really, really bad, I was able to commit to go through the challenges of starting a business. It's not always easy. For you new people that are starting, you know, I hear people say, oh, this stuff sells itself. And I always point out, if it sold itself, they wouldn't need you. No, it doesn't sell itself. Most people are going to tell you no. And some of the people that say yes or no, they're not going to mean it. They're going to stab you in the back when it gets right down to it. And you're like, well, I don't understand. Well, this is such a good business. Why is this so hard? And I guess that's just the way the universe weeds out people who don't really want or deserve the success that can come to them in Legal Shield. And so if you don't have a big why, if your why's not deep enough, it's not going to hold you in the business. Something's going to come along. A wave's going to come along. It's going to wash you away. Unless you tie yourself down. And that's what that why is. So I guess before I'm going to bring on some other people, you know, if you decide what is a why, if your why don't make you cry, it's not big enough. And so when we do these game plan interviews with people, we might give them 5 or 10 minutes to write their whys, but I would tell you a good why probably is going to take you a couple hours to come up with. And probably not all in one day. You're probably going to have to write it down and think about it and rewrite it, pray about it and talk to your spouse about it and talk to your sponsor again about it and refine it and refine it and refine it. And eventually you may get down to 3 or 4 things that are strong enough that they really will hold you in the business. So, well, I've invited some people that I value and I respect in my life. And I'm not sure, I think we may have had a technical problem, but I want to see if Adam Walker's on the call or John Tanner.
John Tanner.
There's John Tanner. Okay, good. I don't know what happened. I was not getting a response back. I don't know if my phone had shut down. I've been having trouble with my text. But John Tanner is a senior manager. He's out of the Fort Worth Dallas marketplace. He lives on the Dallas side. I just think he's tremendous. I love this guy so much. I have so much respect for him. I love how he works his business. He's just always working a deal. He's always networking with people and going from deal to deal to deal and person to person and bouncing off this and that. And he just produces a lot of business and brings in a lot of good recruits, and he's a great leader. But I wanted him to share with you kind of some of the things that are driving him into business and what his why is. So, John, I'd like to turn the call over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Hughes. When I got out of North Texas in Denton, a carpet manufacturer offered me more money than anybody else, and I became a wholesale carpet rep. I did that for 40 years. For 30 years, I call on carpet stores. In the last 10 years, I had a sales force that called on Home Depot. 1997, my son was at Texas A&M, and my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. Sometimes we had pretty good insurance. Sometimes the copay was $250 a week because she was going in to see the oncologist 5 days a week, and we paid the copay for that. Between the kids, my daughter came along. She was at Texas A&M, the same time frame. And financially, it pretty well wiped us out. And what I wanted to do with Legal Shield, like you touched on it, it's not the trips. The trips will come. But what I really wanted to do was help people. And while helping people, I wanted to catch up financially. And I'm doing both, and I'm John Tanner, and I'm just getting started.
Thank you, sir. That's awesome. And, yeah, everybody's why is different, and I love to hear them. And some people will listen to this and go, you know what, that's one of my whys. That's similar to what's driving me. Now I want to go to the other side of my little town of 7,000 people. I'm on the south side. Lauren's on the north side. And this is my daughter, Lauren Skinner, Lauren Hughes Skinner, and she's a director qualifying as an executive director. And I want to have you hear her why. Lauren, I think, listen to your mom. She said you just figured out what your why was after all these years. How long have you been in Legal Shield, and you just now found your why?
This is my 11th year at the company.
Well, tell us what happened to bring you where you are today.
Well, I started as an 18-year-old in high school. I received a business for my 18th birthday, and my why has changed a lot over the years. I've been through different phases and experienced different things that have just shifted. And as I've kind of been pondering recently, when you go to convention, you hear all these wonderful stories and these people that have these just awesome reasons for wanting the business, right? They're single moms that have got to make it for their daughter, or their car is getting repossessed and they need to make money to take care of their families and all these things. And so I guess I just always felt like I had to have this deep and noble why for why I did the business. And I wasn't quite sure what that was. I'm really blessed. My husband has a great job. He gets to come home for lunch every day. He comes home at 5 o'clock every day. He gets to spend a lot of time with our kids. It's pretty flexible. He can take days off when he needs to. We get by really well. We're really, really frugal with our money. And so I'm just sitting here thinking, as much as I want, maybe it would be nice to have millions of dollars, or it would be nice to have my husband not work at all, I don't feel like those are, I'm not in a desperate situation for those needs. And so I've really been pondering, why do I do this? Why do I do this business? And why do I constantly have a hope for greater things? How can I motivate myself to do the hard things and go to the next level, to reach executive director? And I was reading this book that my mom recommended, Business Boutique, and she talks about your why, and she said something really simple, just that your why can be any reason. It doesn't have to be, I guess, this kind of noble thing that I was searching for. You know, you can do something just because you like it, or just because you're interested in it. And the thing I love more than my husband and I's hobby basically is saving money, in the sense of like finding deals. We love researching. We love searching for the very best deal. And we love helping other people get the very best deal. And that thought just kind of came into my mind. Like, I get such a high when I go to the grocery store and something that I'm already going to buy is on discount. Like, a manager special clearance out for expiration or something. And I thought, well, how can I take that passion and that love that I have? It seems like a silly thing probably to some people. But we spend so much of our time doing this, and I thought, that is what Legal Shield is. That's what I love about it. I love that instead of spending $1,000 on a will, and see, I guess it makes me emotional, saving money, but instead of spending $1,000 on a will, somebody can spend $20, cover their family, and, you know, put their kid in karate classes. Instead of getting ripped off by a car dealer, we can look over those contracts for them and make sure that they're getting the very best deal. And it's just been this kind of shift in my mind. I just want to help everyone. This is one of the greatest values that I could ever offer somebody, to get something that costs so much money at such a low price. And it's, I really do believe it's not about what you make, but what you keep. And Legal Shield allows me to do that for my family, and also to help others do that for their family as well. And if they want to become associates, to not only keep their money, but to make even more to keep. So I'm just really passionate about that, and I'm so grateful for personal development that has allowed me to explore that and come to that recently, and I'm excited for the future. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Keith.
Well, thank you, Lauren. That was great. Appreciate that. Now we're going to go to Cindy, and Cindy's story that she's going to share with you tonight, and her why. I was a part of it, and I remember feeling, as a young married man, very helpless and very much the victim, and very angry and wanting to find a way so that this never happened again. And so I'm going to let her tell you her story, and you'll understand why I felt the way I did. So, Cindy, if you would finish us up and I'm on the call tonight, I would love to hear your story.
Sure. As I was reading the same book Lauren talked about, Business Fatigue, by Christy Wright, and I was reading the chapters on finding your why, it drew me back, straight back to many years ago when we just had two children. I was in my 20s, and I had an accident where a lady ran into the back of me, and it was just a simple thing. It wasn't a lot of damage, and so we changed, exchanged information, parted ways, and went on our way. And the next thing I knew, I was being drilled by her insurance company, of course, and then after that, I was being summoned to court, and she was suing me for the cost of the repair on her car, because her insurance company had deemed it her fault and she didn't like that outcome. Well, I was so young and inexperienced, and the thing I didn't know at the time until I got to the courtroom was that her husband was a police officer, and that the courtroom was full of police officers that were willing to side with her side of the story, and they all knew the judge, and I was there, and I was just shocked. I just had no idea that could happen and what was happening, and then I was called out by her attorney and the prosecutor, and Jeff was not allowed to be with me. And I had them on either side of me saying, this is what you are going to do. This is what you're going to plead. This is what you're going to pay. And this is how it's going to go. And I felt like I had no choice. I didn't understand my rights. I didn't have an attorney. I was just at the mercy of these, or lack of mercy of these two gentlemen, and the whole courtroom of people that were in there ready to testify against me and in her favor. And I remember leaving that court that day, and like Jeff said, he was angry. I was angry. I remember feeling so extremely helpless. And I thought, if there was ever a way that I would never feel this way again, I want to find that way. And so when I heard and was at that meeting about, with, for the very first time, learning about Legal Shield, And I saw that I could call in and get a consultation, that I could have an attorney represent me for traffic violations, and I could have contracts reviewed. I could have counsel whenever I needed it. I am for such a small monthly fee that our little family could afford. I thought, I'm in. I mean, this is what I needed those years ago. This is what I needed. And it wasn't until just a few weeks ago, as I'm reading this book, that I realized I've really kind of lost my way over the years. And that was why I was willing to do Legal Shield. That is why at that meeting, when Jeff said, can we get the membership? And I said, yes, we're getting the membership. And if you're not going to do this business, I will. That is why, as an extremely shy person who couldn't even talk, you know, to somebody new, it was just a terrifying, anxiety-driven thing, you know, that I was willing to push through that anxiety and learn how to overcome that. It was because of that why, that I never wanted to be in that position, and I wanted to help other people not be in that position. And so that why was rekindled in me again as I read this book, and I thought, those first years in Legal Shield were driven by that why. And for some reason, I don't know if I forgot it, if I quit telling the story, I don't know what happened to me personally. Life got in the way. I don't know what it was, but I had forgotten that. And I'm so grateful that I read this book and I got reconnected to that why again. Because I've learned that when you know why you're doing something, that's what pushes you to get through the challenges. That's what pushes you to get out of bed in the morning. That's what pushes you to, you know, to overcome weaknesses or to learn new skills that help you progress and to grow that may be rather difficult. That you have to know why you're doing things. And I love hearing people's whys, because they're all different and we all have our reasons for why we are attracted to and why we do Legal Shield. And they're all valid. I mean, you can't say, oh, your why isn't important, or, oh, that's not big enough, or, you know, you can't say that, because they're very personal and they are they're the drivers in our life. And so I'm really grateful to be reconnected to my why. And if you're, you know, not sure of what your why is, or if you've been kind of like, well, my why is just this little thing, but, you know, it's important to me, and you thought you had to say something bigger, well, go back to why. You can go back to the very first time you heard about Legal Shield and that you were willing to, you know, sign your name on the associate agreement, and you were willing to do this. There was a reason why, and reconnect with that why, because it will reinvigorate you and make you want to get out there and do more. So with that, Jeff, I'll turn it back over to you. And I'm Cindy Hughes, and I'm just getting started.
Well, thank you, Cindy. I appreciate that. And that you telling that story brings back that sick feeling in my stomach. And, you know, I always thought that justice prevailed. That was the reason we had our justice system, is that you could go in there and, you know, both sides got to tell their story, and then the judge got to make a decision based on the facts. And, you know, what we found out was that justice is about raw power. It's not about right and wrong. It's not about who's in the right. It's about who's the most powerful. And that woman being married to a police officer, and he was willing to stand there and perjure himself if necessary to make sure his wife's bumper got fixed. And I realized, oh, man, this is not a fair system. You know, this is not equally weighted. And I remember thinking when we saw Legal Shield, that's one of the things I thought about this, is that, you know what, this is going to balance the scales of justice. Little people like us can go up against, you know, the city of Fort Worth, and we can get justice in a courtroom. I just wish we'd have had one of Lynn Ross's, at Ross and Matthews' attorneys there at court that day. Can't you imagine how differently that would have happened when they drug you aside and you would have said, well, let me have my attorney come with me, and they said, you know, try to treat you badly and scare you into making a decision to have your attorney step in and say, you're not going to treat my client like that. And I just think, how would have things been different? And so I think, you know, for us, it's that idea that we can help people. that can't help themselves, people like us that are, you know, trying to make a way in their world and raise their kids, and, you know, we're trying to do right by people, and yet people still get taken advantage of and caught in, you know, caught in bad situations. And, of course, the Legal Shield membership's not a free-for-all, cure-all, but my gosh, what it does for what we pay, I don't think there's anything we pay for on a monthly basis that brings anywhere near the value and the peace of mind that Legal Shield does to us. So, yeah, I really appreciate you reminding us of where we were at in those early days of our business when we thought this was the service, the membership was the best thing that we'd ever heard of, and everybody needed to hear the message. They didn't have to buy, but everybody needed to hear the message. So, well, we had also, I'm going to say hi to Adam Walker. He was trying desperately to get on the call tonight. He is not even an associate with Legal Shield. He's a brand new member. He's made the decision to get started. So I'm going to go ahead and tell his story because he's disappointed that he couldn't share it with you tonight. But he's from Stanton, Virginia, and he's just in a place in his life where he's kind of like me. He wants to have more. He wants to do more. He wants to be more. And he needs to make more money, and he wants to have more opportunity. He wants to do cool things with his life and do things for his mom. And he sees Legal Shield as being the vehicle that's going to help him to get there. And I'm excited to help him and to mentor him and to get him going in his business. He's in a great town where he has no competition. He'll be the only Legal Shield rep up there, and he'll have the whole town to himself. And I'm sure once he knows what to do, he'll go on to be very, very successful. So neat to see his why come out even before he becomes an associate with Legal Shield. So, Adam, I appreciate you being on the call tonight. I appreciate you trying to get on. I'm sorry we had technical problems. All right, so I'm done. We're done. And we appreciate you guys being on the call tonight. I hope that you will take this time this evening and tomorrow to revisit your whys if you're an old fart like us, and make sure that you you still have something that's a fire in your belly that's causing you to go on to the next level and do great things in your business. And if you're brand new, my encouragement to you is to really think about and be serious about writing down those whys and put them around your house. Make a wall of why. You know, cut you out pictures that represent your whys. Put that on your mirror where you get dressed in the morning, on your refrigerator, on your door as you go out in the morning, on your rearview mirror, in your car. You know, put those things that represent your why, and that'll help you as you push through the challenges of, you know, starting and growing your own Legal Shield business. All right, so we'll kick the call back over, I guess, to Mr. Wilson. And, Mr. Moore, as always, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the call. Thank you so much.
Jeff, thank you very, very much. It was excellent, absolutely excellent. It reminded me of just a few months ago, right down the road from my house, there was an accident. A man was killed. But fortunately, the guy that was in the accident, that the guy got killed, he was able to retain the former attorney general of the state of Oklahoma without a cost of penny to him, got completely vindicated. And without that, he may have been in jail. So this happened a couple of miles down the road from my house. These things happen every day. All of these whys was great. We each one have a different one. I won't go into mine tonight. But the why I had 34 years ago still stands strong in my mind today. I'm going to turn it back to you, Doc. And thank you again, Jeff, and everybody else.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Mr. Moore, it was such a pleasure hearing you on the line tonight. Thank you for being there. Thank you for everything you've done for this team. And I have to say, Mr. Hughes, since Mr. Hughes is my personal upline, I want to thank him for everything that he does for his team and for everything that he does for anybody on any team anywhere in Legal Shield. Cindy, you make me cry when I listen to you train because of your passion. With that, we're going to get rid of the recording and turn this into something that can be picked up within the next 24 to 48 hours off of the More Success Team Facebook page and website. And like my mentor that sits there in Ada, Oklahoma, says on every call, put God first, family second, Legal Shield third. And with that, good night, everybody.
God bless you.